You've probably heard the saying, "Tell me who you spend time with, and I will tell you who you are." But the Stoics believed something more intense. You become what you give your attention to, as Epictetus would say. Have you ever considered what enters your eyes and ears on a daily basis? Probably not. Or how what you consume might influence your thoughts for better or worse? Again, probably not. Yet, as Marcus Aurelius used to say, the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. You claim you want to be great, yet you don't grasp the importance of relentlessly cutting off all the poison you absorb every day. And until you embrace this Stoic discipline, success will be beyond your reach. We will uncover 7 types of people to be wary of as you navigate the complexities of life. The emotional reactor. Have you ever found yourself caught in the whirlwind of someone else's emotional storm? The emotional reactor is the first of the 7 types of people that Stoicism warns us about. This type is characterized by their susceptibility to the whims of their feelings, reacting to life's ups and downs with dramatic swings. The Stoics, focusing heavily on the virtues of self-control and rationality, caution us against allowing emotions to dictate our actions. Unlike the Stoic ideal of maintaining equanimity, emotional reactors let external events disturb their inner peace, making them unpredictable and often challenging to deal with. Dealing with an emotional reactor can be draining. Their reactions are often disproportionate to the events at hand, filled with an intensity that can make every interaction feel like a crisis. This volatility not only disrupts their own lives, but also affects those around them, creating an atmosphere of tension and instability. Marcus Aurelius taught that the strength of the mind comes from its ability to remain unfazed by external disturbances, a lesson that emotional reactors struggle to embody. Stoicism teaches that our happiness and tranquility come from within, that we should not depend on external circumstances for our peace of mind. However, emotional reactors exemplify the opposite, allowing every slight or praise to alter their mood dramatically. Their lack of internal control is a direct contradiction to Stoic principles, which value the sovereignty of the rational mind over the chaos of emotion. In relationships, emotional reactors can be like a roller coaster. Their unpredictable emotional responses can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts. They often respond to stress and disagreement with outbursts or withdrawal, complicating simple communications. Their inability to maintain a steady demeanor often tests the patience of those closest to them, and can even undermine trust and stability in their personal and professional relationships. When interacting with an emotional reactor, Stoics would advise maintaining a clear separation between your own emotions and the other person's turmoil. By practicing detachment, you protect your own state of mind from being dragged into the chaos. This involves observing the reactor's emotions without judgment and responding with calmness and rationality, embodying the Stoic ideal that we control our reactions, even if we cannot control external events. One significant danger of spending too much time around emotional reactors is the potential to start mirroring their behaviors. Stoicism warns us of the contagious nature of emotions. If we are not vigilant, we can unconsciously start to adopt the reactive habits of those we frequently interact with. This is why Stoics emphasize the importance of choosing our companions wisely, suggesting that we surround ourselves with individuals who embody the virtues we aspire to. For those committed to personal growth, understanding and managing the influence of emotional reactors is crucial. Stoicism offers tools such as reflective meditation and mindfulness to help maintain one's composure in the face of emotional reactivity. By regularly practicing these techniques, we can strengthen our ability to remain calm and rational, no matter the emotional storms that may rage around us. To effectively communicate with an emotional reactor and maintain your Stoic composure, practice the technique of rational reflection before responding to emotional outbursts. When faced with a high emotion situation, take a moment to step back and assess your thoughts. Ask yourself, are my intended words fueled by emotion, or are they guided by reason? By doing this, you engage your rational mind to sift through the emotional noise, allowing you to respond in a manner that is both thoughtful and aligned with Stoic principles. This practice not only aids in dealing with emotional reactors, but also enhances your overall ability to communicate wisely and effectively in all areas of life. The external validator. The external validator is the second type of person that Stoicism warns us about, characterized by their relentless pursuit of approval and affirmation from others. Unlike the Stoic ideal of internal validation and self-sufficiency, external validators seek their worth and happiness in the opinions of those around them. This dependence on external validation not only makes them vulnerable to the whims of others, but also leads to a life driven by performance rather than genuine self-expression. The Stoics, particularly Epictetus, believed that freedom comes from within, and that relying on external sources for our sense of self is a path to discontent and frustration. Interacting with external validators can be exhausting and often unfulfilling. They constantly seek reassurance and feedback, which can drain the energy of those around them. Their need for constant approval can lead to manipulative behaviors as they strive to please and impress at any cost. This neediness often masks deeper insecurities, which no amount of external praise can truly satiate, leading to cycles of short-term satisfaction, followed by long periods of emotional depletion. Stoicism teaches that true contentment is derived from living virtuously, according to one's own principles, not from the fleeting pleasures of external approval. External validators contradict this philosophy by placing their happiness in the hands of others, allowing their peace of mind to be disturbed by every shift in perception and every critical word. This starkly contrasts with the Stoic view that one should cultivate an inner citadel, impervious to external influences, where true happiness resides. External validators often create superficial relationships, prioritizing appearances over depth. Their interactions are typically transactional, focused more on what they can gain in terms of validation, rather than on meaningful exchange or genuine connection. This can lead to unstable relationships that are contingent on their ability to continually impress or appease others, rather than on mutual respect and understanding. When dealing with an external validator, it is important to maintain a Stoic detachment and not become embroiled in their quest for approval. This means interacting with compassion and understanding, but without getting caught up in their validation cycle. Offer honest feedback when appropriate, but refrain from feeding their dependency. It's crucial to remember that while you can support them, you cannot change their fundamental need for external validation. Only they can do that. For those practicing Stoicism, emulating the behaviors of external validators poses a significant risk to personal development. Adopting their traits can lead us away from the path of Stoic virtue, which emphasizes self-reliance and independence of spirit. It is therefore essential to remain vigilant about our interactions and the influence they may have on our own behavior and mindset. In your journey of personal growth, encountering external validators can serve as a powerful reminder of the importance of self-validation. Use these interactions as opportunities to reinforce your Stoic beliefs, that your worth is defined by your actions and virtues, not by the fleeting approval of others. This perspective not only strengthens your resolve, but also enhances your ability to interact authentically and meaningfully with others. To enhance your ability to interact without succumbing to the influence of external validators, engage in reflective journaling. After encounters with such individuals, take time to write about the experience. Reflect on how it made you feel and how you responded. Ask yourself if your reactions were in line with Stoic principles or if they were influenced by the external validator's need for approval. This practice will help you develop a stronger sense of self-awareness and maintain your Stoic composure, ensuring that your sense of self-worth remains internal and resilient against the shifting sands of external opinions. The perpetual pessimist. The perpetual pessimist represents the third type of person that Stoicism cautions us against. This individual sees the world through a lens of gloom and expects the worst from every situation. Stoics, such as Seneca, taught that while we should be prepared for adversity, we must also embrace the possibility of good. However, perpetual pessimists are engulfed by negativity, which clouds their judgment and hampers their ability to see opportunities for growth and improvement. Their worldview is antithetical to Stoic optimism, which is not about expecting only good things, but rather about maintaining a balanced perspective on life's potential outcomes. Dealing with perpetual pessimists can be draining. Their constant focus on the negative can diminish the morale of those around them, making it difficult to maintain a positive or even neutral outlook. Their pessimism can be infectious, leading to a collective sense of despair and inhibition, which stifles creativity and problem-solving. This can be particularly detrimental in environments that require teamwork and innovation. Their persistent doubt and fear of the worst-case scenario can prevent them from taking necessary risks or making decisions that could lead to success. Stoicism teaches the value of viewing challenges as opportunities for personal growth and learning. The perpetual pessimist, however, views challenges only as threats, missing out on the intrinsic value that these experiences can provide. This attitude is in direct contradiction to the Stoic principle of using obstacles as fuel for personal improvement. Stoics like Marcus Aurelius believed that our reaction to circumstances defines our character, and by succumbing to pessimism, one limits their potential to develop resilience and wisdom. In both personal and professional settings, the perpetual pessimist can create an atmosphere of stagnation and fear. Their aversion to positive outcomes can hinder progress and lower the ambition of a group or an individual's personal goals. It is challenging to pursue lofty aspirations or maintain personal well-being in an environment dominated by fear and negativity. Their perspective promotes a self-fulfilling prophecy of failure, which often leads to the very outcomes they fear most. When interacting with a perpetual pessimist, it is important to remain grounded in Stoic principles. One effective strategy is to counterbalance their negativity with rational, positive insights, not to dismiss their concerns, but to provide a broader perspective. It's also beneficial to set clear boundaries to protect your own mental space from being overwhelmed by their pessimism. Stoicism promotes the idea that while we cannot control others' attitudes, we can control our reactions and maintain our inner peace. For practitioners of Stoicism, adopting the traits of the perpetual pessimist poses a significant threat to personal development. Stoicism involves preparing for adversity, but also embracing life's possibilities. Falling into a pattern of constant pessimism can disrupt this balance, leading to missed opportunities and unnecessary suffering. It is therefore crucial to recognize and resist the influence of pervasive negative thinking. Encounters with perpetual pessimists offer valuable lessons in maintaining equanimity. These interactions can serve as exercises in applying Stoic principles, such as focusing on what can be controlled, your responses and attitudes. They also provide opportunities to practice compassion, understanding that the pessimist's outlook might be rooted in past struggles or a deep-seated fear of the future. A practical way to solidify your Stoic practice in the face of pessimism is through Stoic reflection. Each evening, reflect on any interactions you had with perpetual pessimists. Consider how you responded and what you could do differently in the future to maintain your composure and perspective. Question whether your emotional state was influenced by their negativity and how you might fortify yourself against such influences going forward. This reflective practice encourages a proactive rather than reactive approach to pessimism, aligning with the Stoic aim of rational and balanced living. The hedonist. The hedonist is the fourth type of person that Stoicism warns us about. This individual relentlessly pursues pleasure in its most immediate and superficial forms, often at the expense of long-term fulfillment and stability. Stoics like Epictetus and Seneca emphasized that true happiness comes not from external sources of pleasure, but from living a life of virtue and reason. Hedonists, however, prioritize sensory experiences and material indulgences, believing these to be the key to happiness. This approach is inherently fragile, as it relies heavily on external conditions that are often beyond one's control, leading to a life of instability and dissatisfaction when those conditions change. Interacting with hedonists can be problematic because their priorities often conflict with Stoic values of moderation and self-control. Their pursuit of pleasure can be infectious, tempting others to forsake long-term goals for immediate gratification. This behavior can disrupt personal growth and derail others from their paths, especially in environments that require discipline and commitment. The hedonist's influence can be particularly challenging in close relationships or team settings, where their impulsive nature may undermine collective efforts towards more meaningful, sustained objectives. Stoicism teaches that pleasure is not inherently good or bad, but it becomes problematic when pursued at the expense of virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Hedonists often neglect these virtues in their quest for pleasure, leading to a life that lacks depth and purpose. Their philosophy starkly contrasts with the Stoic belief that enduring satisfaction comes from the pursuit of virtue, and that true happiness is found in accepting and adapting to the world as it is, not in continually seeking to satisfy one's desires. The hedonist's lifestyle can lead to personal stagnation. Their constant focus on chasing pleasure can prevent them from experiencing the growth that comes from facing and overcoming life's challenges. In a professional context, this attitude can stifle innovation and progress, as the hedonist may avoid tasks that do not provide immediate gratification. Moreover, their approach can lead to a lack of fulfillment, as the pleasures they chase are often transient and superficial, leaving a void that is difficult to fill sustainably. When dealing with hedonists, Stoics would advise maintaining a clear sense of your own values and goals. It is important to engage with hedonists from a position of understanding and tolerance, yet it is equally vital to set firm boundaries to protect your own philosophical commitments to Stoicism. One effective approach is to exemplify the joy and satisfaction that come from a Stoic lifestyle, which can be an influential counterpoint to their hedonistic tendencies. This not only showcases an alternative way of living, but also protects your own mental and emotional well-being. For someone practicing Stoicism, adopting hedonistic traits can be particularly detrimental. It can lead to a loss of self-discipline and a deviation from Stoic practices that focus on inner peace and resilience. The temporary pleasures gained from hedonistic activities often result in long-term pain, such as lost opportunities, weakened relationships, and decreased self-respect. Stoics must be vigilant to ensure that their interactions with hedonists do not lead them to compromise their values or their commitment to a virtuous life. Interacting with hedonists offers Stoics a unique opportunity to strengthen their practice by reaffirming their commitment to Stoic principles in the face of temptation. Each encounter is a chance to practice restraint and to reflect on the deeper satisfaction that comes from living according to reason and virtue. These challenges can reinforce the Stoic understanding that pleasure, when properly aligned with virtue, can enhance life, but should not be its central focus. To better handle interactions with hedonists and to strengthen your Stoic resolve, practice deliberate abstinence from pleasures that you find particularly tempting. This exercise is not about denial for its own sake, but is a method to reinforce control over your desires and to remind yourself of the fleeting nature of pleasure. Each act of abstinence serves as a reminder of your ability to choose long-term satisfaction over immediate gratification, strengthening your Stoic virtues and providing a clear contrast to the hedonistic lifestyle. The chronic complainer. The chronic complainer is the fifth type of person that Stoicism warns us about. These individuals have a habitual focus on the negative aspects of life, often vocalizing their dissatisfaction with people, situations, and events, regardless of their significance. Stoic philosophy, particularly as espoused by Marcus Aurelius, teaches us to accept things we cannot change and to use our energy to improve what is within our control. Chronic complainers, however, spend their energy lamenting over their circumstances rather than seeking solutions or accepting the natural flow of life. This constant negativity can drain the vitality and optimism of those around them, making it a challenge to maintain a Stoic tranquility. Interacting with chronic complainers can be a taxing experience. Their relentless focus on what is wrong can create an atmosphere of despair and can skew the perception of reality towards a more negative viewpoint. These individuals often reject positive perspectives or solutions, preferring to wallow in their grievances. This behavior not only stifles their own growth, but can also demoralize their peers, family, and friends, spreading a sense of hopelessness and frustration. The behavior of chronic complainers stands in direct contradiction to Stoic values, which emphasize resilience, the pursuit of virtue, and the acceptance of external circumstances as they are. Stoics believe in focusing on internal improvements and reacting to external events with equanimity and reason. Chronic complainers, conversely, allow external conditions to dominate their internal state, leading to emotional turmoil and dissatisfaction, which are antithetical to stoic peace and contentment. In a group setting, whether in a workplace or social circle, chronic complainers can significantly impact the dynamics and the overall morale. Their pervasive negativity can hinder teamwork and collaboration, as they often focus more on problems than on solutions. In personal relationships, their constant dissatisfaction can be draining and may lead to conflicts, as they rarely offer the positivity or support needed to sustain healthy interactions. To effectively deal with chronic complainers, Stoics would employ strategies such as redirection and rational discussion. When a chronic complainer begins to dwell on the negative, a Stoic might steer the conversation towards potential solutions or ask probing questions that encourage a more balanced viewpoint. It's also beneficial to limit emotional engagement and to respond with neutrality, preserving one's own peace of mind by not absorbing the negativity. For practitioners of Stoicism, engaging too deeply with the narratives of chronic complainers can lead to a departure from Stoic ideals. The risk includes adopting a similarly negative outlook, which can cloud judgment and hinder the ability to live according to rational principles and virtues. Stoics must be mindful to guard against this influence, maintaining a firm commitment to their philosophical practice of focusing on personal virtue and the things within their control. Encounters with chronic complainers can also serve as valuable exercises in Stoic fortitude and patience. Each interaction is an opportunity to practice maintaining composure and to reinforce one's commitment to Stoic principles, such as acceptance and emotional detachment. These challenges can strengthen a Stoic's ability to remain undisturbed by external negativity and to keep focusing on personal growth and inner tranquility. One practical way to solidify resilience against the drain of chronic complaining is to engage in regular Stoic reflection. After interactions with a chronic complainer, take a moment to journal about the experience, focusing on how you managed to maintain your Stoic composure and what you could improve. Reflect on the importance of accepting things that cannot be changed and the value of redirecting energy towards personal virtue and constructive actions. This practice helps reinforce the Stoic mindset, enhancing your ability to remain unaffected by external negativity and to contribute positively to any situation. The unrelenting critic. The unrelenting critic embodies the sixth type of person that Stoicism advises us to be wary of. These individuals are characterized by their tendency to find fault in others constantly, rarely offering constructive feedback or acknowledging positive aspects. Stoic philosophy, particularly as practiced by Epictetus, teaches us to focus on improving ourselves rather than criticizing others. However, the unrelenting critic is consumed by their perceptions of others' flaws, often overlooking their own shortcomings. This focus on external faults instead of personal growth is antithetical to Stoic beliefs, which emphasize self-improvement and internal control. Interacting with unrelenting critics can be extremely challenging. Their constant negativity can undermine team morale and individual confidence. They tend to create an environment where people feel judged and undervalued, stifling open communication and collaboration. Their criticism often lacks the intent to improve situations, but rather seems to serve their need to assert superiority or control over others. This behavior can lead to conflict, resentment, and a toxic atmosphere, whether in professional settings or personal relationships. Stoicism teaches the importance of understanding and empathy, urging us to look inward and control only what we can, primarily our actions, reactions, and judgments. The unrelenting critic, however, externalizes focus, attempting to control others through judgment and criticism, which are beyond one's true control. This behavior not only contradicts Stoic self-focus, but also disrupts the critic's own tranquility and personal growth by fixating on externalities that cannot be controlled. For the person subjected to such relentless criticism, the impact can be detrimental to personal development. It can lead to self-doubt, decreased motivation, and a distorted view of one's abilities and worth. For the critic, the compulsion to find fault in others diverts attention from self-reflection and personal growth, leading to a lack of progress in truly Stoic virtues such as wisdom and temperance. In professional environments, the presence of an unrelenting critic can hinder productivity and innovation. Their critical nature may discourage team members from taking initiative or sharing new ideas for fear of harsh judgment. This can stifle creativity and inhibit the development of a supportive, collaborative work culture, which is essential for organizational success and employee satisfaction. In personal relationships, the constant criticism can erode trust and affection, leading to strained relationships and emotional distress. It can prevent the formation of healthy, supportive bonds and may cause individuals to withdraw or retaliate, neither of which promotes a harmonious living environment. The critic's inability to offer genuine support or positive feedback can stifle the growth and happiness of those around them. To interact effectively with an unrelenting critic, Stoics would employ strategies of detachment and rational engagement. It is important to remember that the opinions of a critic do not reflect one's true value or capabilities. Engaging with critics using logic and calmness, and choosing when to ignore unhelpful criticism, can preserve one's peace of mind. Additionally, offering compassionate feedback about the nature of their comments may sometimes help the critic become more aware of their behavior. Maintaining inner peace in the presence of constant criticism is a core Stoic practice. This involves understanding that we cannot control others' thoughts and behaviors, but can control our reactions to them. Stoics would focus on developing personal resilience and equanimity, treating criticism as an opportunity to practice forbearance and to strengthen their character. For those committed to Stoic practices, dealing with an unrelenting critic can paradoxically become an opportunity for significant personal growth. Each encounter provides a chance to practice patience, empathy, and perhaps most importantly, the Stoic principle of distinguishing between what is and is not within our control. Implementing practical Stoic exercises such as daily reflections can be beneficial. Reflecting on interactions with critics can help identify what emotional triggers might be and how best to manage them in future encounters. Practicing meditations that focus on accepting things one cannot change and improving things one can is another valuable exercise. Over the long term, it may be necessary to minimize interactions with unrelenting critics if their behavior does not change, despite best efforts to manage the relationship dynamically. Setting boundaries is a healthy and necessary step to protect one's mental health and ensure personal growth remains a priority. In some cases, distancing oneself might be the most Stoic of actions, preserving one's ability to live according to reason and virtue. While the unrelenting critic challenges our Stoic practices, they also offer us valuable lessons in resilience, inner peace, and the true locus of control. By applying Stoic wisdom to these interactions, we can transform potentially negative experiences into opportunities for personal affirmation and growth, ultimately leading to a more profound understanding of Stoic philosophy and its application in our lives. The manipulator. The manipulator is the seventh and final type of person that Stoicism warns us about. These individuals are characterized by their strategic, often deceptive actions designed to control or influence others for personal gain. Unlike the Stoic ideal of living with integrity and honesty, manipulators prioritize their interests using cunning and deceit as tools. This behavior is fundamentally opposed to Stoic values, which emphasize virtue, transparency, and the common good. Stoic philosophers like Seneca taught that true power comes from self-mastery and justice, not from mastering others, which is a stark contrast to the manipulative tendencies seen in these individuals. Dealing with manipulators in any aspect of life can be exceptionally challenging and draining. Their ability to twist situations, mislead, and deceive can create complex and toxic dynamics in personal and professional environments. Manipulators often wear a mask of charm or feign interest in others' welfare while subtly working to achieve their hidden agendas. This duplicitous nature makes them unpredictable and dangerous, particularly in close relationships where trust is fundamental. Manipulation directly contradicts the ethical framework of Stoicism, which promotes living in accordance with nature and treating others fairly. Stoics believe in acting with a sense of duty and respect for the moral order of the world, values that manipulators disregard in favor of selfish outcomes. the Stoic practice of cultivating virtues such as honesty, courage, and justice is designed to build a life of meaningful relationships and personal peace, which is impossible to achieve through manipulation. Manipulators severely impact the trust and cohesion needed in any healthy community or relationship. Their actions can lead to a breakdown in communication and cooperation, as others become wary of their motives. In a professional setting, this can undermine teamwork and morale, stifling productivity and fostering a hostile work environment. In personal relationships, the emotional damage from manipulation can lead to lasting mistrust and psychological harm, complicating or even destroying bonds. In personal relationships, the damage caused by manipulators can be profound. Their ability to distort reality with emotional appeals or misleading information can lead individuals to question their judgments and perceptions. The emotional manipulation often leaves victims feeling dependent, inadequate, or guilty for things beyond their control. Such relationships are fraught with emotional highs and lows, with the manipulator often creating scenarios to keep others emotionally engaged and dependent. Dealing with manipulators in professional environments requires a keen awareness and a proactive approach. It's crucial to maintain clear, documented communications and to establish firm boundaries. Encouraging a transparent and open culture can also help mitigate the effects of manipulative behavior, as it reduces the shadows in which manipulative tactics thrive. Leaders must be vigilant in recognizing manipulative patterns and take decisive action to address them, promoting fairness and integrity in the workplace. To protect oneself from the influence of a manipulator, Stoics would advocate for a strong sense of self-awareness and an unwavering commitment to personal virtues. Practicing reflection and maintaining an objective view of one's interactions can help identify manipulation. Stoics would also encourage the cultivation of wisdom to discern others' motives and the strength to uphold one's ethical convictions, even in the face of deception. Engaging with manipulators risks compromising one's own moral and ethical standards. The Stoic is particularly vulnerable to the corrosive effects on their character if they become entangled in the manipulator's schemes. Continuous exposure can lead to a gradual erosion of integrity and virtue, as the manipulative behaviors conflict with Stoic principles and can potentially lead to adopting similar behaviors out of necessity or defense. Utilizing Stoic wisdom involves recognizing what is and is not within one's control. Specifically, one cannot control a manipulator's behavior, but one can control their response to it. Adopting a detached, analytical approach to interactions with manipulators can prevent emotional entanglement and preserve one's inner peace. This detachment allows for a clearer assessment of the manipulator's actions and a more calculated response that aligns with Stoic virtues. In the long term, it may be necessary to completely sever ties with manipulators to protect one's mental health and moral integrity. This can be challenging, especially if the manipulator is a close personal relation or a key figure in one's professional life. However, Stoicism advocates for the preservation of one's inner peace and virtue above all, which may require making difficult decisions about who we allow into our lives. Regularly engaging in Stoic exercises, such as journaling one's thoughts and reflections, can strengthen resilience against manipulation. These exercises help clarify one's values and reinforce commitment to them, providing a solid foundation that is less susceptible to external influence. Practicing meditation can also help maintain emotional equilibrium, reducing the impact of manipulative tactics. In response to the challenges posed by manipulators, reaffirming one's Stoic values is essential. Stoics are taught to focus on their own actions and reactions, which are within their control, rather than trying to change the manipulative behaviors of others, which are not. This self-focus is crucial for maintaining personal integrity and emotional stability. Practicing Stoicism means continually striving to live a life that is true to one's principles, regardless of the external pressures to conform or be swayed by others' deceitful tactics. While Stoicism emphasizes personal resilience and self-sufficiency, it also recognizes the value of a supportive community. Facing a manipulator alone can be daunting and isolating. Therefore, seeking out and fostering relationships with like-minded individuals who share Stoic values can provide strength and perspective. A community that values honesty, transparency, and virtue, can act as a bulwark against the influence of manipulators, offering both support and accountability. Part of dealing with manipulators effectively involves educating oneself and others about manipulative tactics and their signs. Knowledge is a powerful tool in the Stoic arsenal, as it prepares individuals to recognize and counteract manipulation before it can take a toll. Workshops, training sessions, or even informal discussions can be valuable in spreading awareness and developing collective strategies to handle manipulative behavior in any setting. Stoic acceptance does not mean passive resignation to the actions of a manipulator, but involves understanding the reality of the situation without being emotionally overwhelmed by it. This acceptance allows individuals to make rational decisions about how to deal with the manipulator, whether it involves confronting, distancing, or other strategies. It is about accepting the existence of such individuals as a part of life, while not allowing their presence to disrupt one's peace of mind. One effective long-term strategy in dealing with manipulators is the strengthening of personal boundaries. Stoics must decide what behaviors they are willing to accept and what they must reject. Clear boundaries, communicated firmly and consistently, can deter manipulators from targeting individuals who are less likely to succumb to their tactics. This requires not only clarity about one's own limits, but also the courage to enforce them. Confronting a manipulator directly can be necessary when other methods have failed, and it requires the Stoic virtue of courage. This does not mean engaging in conflict for its own sake, but having the bravery to stand up for one's principles. This might involve challenging the falsehood spread by the manipulator, or publicly affirming one's commitment to truth and transparency, actions that require both moral and emotional bravery. Regular reflection on one's experiences with manipulators can lead to continuous personal improvement. Stoics benefit from analyzing these interactions to understand what they did well and where they could improve, whether in maintaining detachment, enforcing boundaries, or supporting others who are affected. This ongoing process of reflection ensures that one's Stoic practices are not static, but evolve in response to new challenges. Ultimately, embracing the Stoic path means seeking a long-term equilibrium that transcends the immediate turmoil caused by manipulators. It involves a commitment to living according to Stoic virtues that not only protect one from the harms of manipulation, but also foster a life of peace, purpose, and contentment. By adhering to Stoic principles, individuals equip themselves with the tools necessary to navigate the complexities of interpersonal relationships, ensuring that their tranquility and integrity remain intact. Remember that each interaction with these challenging personalities is not just a test, but an opportunity to practice patience, wisdom, and virtue, to grow stronger in our Stoic principles, and to cultivate a life of tranquility unaffected by external chaos. From the emotional reactor to the manipulator, these encounters sharpen our ability to remain composed, focused, and true to ourselves. Embrace each day as a chance to apply these timeless Stoic lessons, turning potential obstacles into stepping stones towards personal mastery and inner peace.